Who is responsible for what happened to the frog and the scorpion? My answer is, it is the scorpion's fault. The scorpion knows, deep down, that he will inevitably sting the frog. However, he still decides to risk both the life of the frog and his own. The scorpion could have sailed across on a leaf, or made a bridge with a twig, or even keep scuttling along the riverbank until he found a narrow enough bend in the river, or stepping stones. The scorpion definitely could have gone about things in a different way. He said that it was in his nature, but the scorpion, just like everyone else, can choose to change his nature